This is a podcast from the University of Manchester's Jodl Bank Centre for Astrophysics. For more information, see jodcast.net.
Okay, I'm joined by Professor David Hogg, who's Professor of Physics at New York University. Welcome to the Jodcast.
Thank you.
And you're one of the people behind the amazing service called astrometry.net. Can you just tell us what astrometry.net is?
So, astrometry.net is a system that can take any image, and if that image is an image of the night sky, it figures out where what stars are in the image and where that image aligns on the sky. So it basically recognizes astronomical images and tells you what's in them.
Right, and it's live on the internet at the moment. It's currently, people, if they put their pictures on Flickr in a certain group, they can have them analyzed, can't they?
That's right. So in there's an astrometry group on Flickr, and if you search for it, you'll find thousands of images. And those are images that astrophotographers have posted on Flickr, and then by adding them to the group, it alerts an unmanned robot that we have that goes into Flickr, downloads the image, calibrates it or recognizes it, and then it tags the image with the objects it contains.
Which is really good because sometimes people, they don't necessarily know all the things in the field that they've taken pictures of. So it's useful in that, if nothing else.
Indeed. So many of the people who put it in, of course, know all about their images. They're very, very capable astrophotographers. Often, however, there's an object that they don't really know what it is, and there's a nebula that they see, and they're not sure what it is, and our system will just circle it and tag it right on their image.
Can you just give us a little simple, from a starter's point of view, how does it actually work out which stars are which?
So the general problem of taking an image and figuring out what it's an image of is an extremely hard problem. It's not a solved problem, and that's
solved by human brain.
It is. Well, good. It's not a solved problem when it comes to computers.
Yep.
And but the astronomy case is simpler because the night sky is peppered with stars, which are like points of light, and so all we have to do is measure the locations of the points of light in the image, and then compare that the locations we have to patterns of stars we know about. And because astronomy has been going on for the last 20,000 years, we know a lot about the patterns of stars that there are on the sky. And so the system is essentially a pattern matching system. It uses sort of probabilistic inference things, but it is basically a pattern matching system that matches patterns we see in the image to patterns we know about on the sky.
At the conference this week, you've been telling us some of the interesting things you can then start to do once you've gone through thousands upon thousands of images and worked out where they are in the sky. You've recently published a paper on AstroPH about looking at comet homes.
Yeah, so there's several applications for this. You know, part of the reason we did this is because it was fun, for sure. But one of the applications is we can take images that people have posted on the internet for whatever reason, for fun, because they're showing off, or because they have something beautiful to share with their friends, and take those images and use them as scientific data. So what we did in the case of Comet Holmes is we searched for images on the web of Comet Holmes, and we use the astrometry.net service to calibrate them, to recognize where they are in the sky, and then we use the locations of those images on the sky as a trace of the comet's orbit. And we found that just from looking at where astrophotographers had been pointing their telescopes, we were able to infer the gravitational orbit that Comet Holmes is on in the solar system.
It was a fairly impressive plot when you showed, you did some incredible overlay of all of the images showing the comet as it moved through space, and then you overlaid the orbital elements so you could see the actual path, and it was amazing how well they lined up on there.
It's amazing. It really shows, it showed a number of interesting, we were really surprised by how well it worked, and we were able to measure the properties of Comet Holmes to a few percent. And one of the reasons is that there's just an enormous number of very capable astrophotographers in the world who are just taking beautiful photos, and they use very good equipment and they use very good practices. So there's just beautiful data on the web. Another factor, of course, is that Comet Holmes in 2007 went through a huge event in which it brightened by 10 magnitudes from a very faint deep sky object into a naked eye object. And that really created a lot of interest. So one of the reasons the project worked so well is just that the comet itself is a really interesting object.
Yep. What's the next step for astrometry.net?
So there's other, that Common Homes project was a fun use of astrometry data, but there's lots of other uses. One of the main motivating reasons we built the system was to recover historical data. There's a lot of historical data in plate archives that stretch back for more than 100 years. And there's a lot of interesting astronomical phenomena that take place on century timescales. Mm. But it's very hard for astronomers to do those measurements because they don't know how to find the data they're looking for in the archives. But if we, astrometry.net kind of just naturally calibrates, classifies, and makes searchable all the information in historical archives. So a lot of what we're interested in is kind of building a history of the sky that goes back to the beginning of photography. Mm. Another general sort of category of activity is serving new missions. New astronomy missions often get into situations where they have lost control of their telescope. Think of space telescopes or balloon-borne telescopes. And astrometry.net is a way of solving what's known as the lost in space problem, the problem that your satellite is spinning out of control and you don't know where you're looking.
But it's still collecting data and you just don't know where it's actually looking on the sky.
So. Yes, exactly. So that, for instance, we had there's a UV balloon telescope whose mount broke, so it was just spinning, and we were able to figure out where it was pointed at all times by calibrating it with astrometry.net, and then the team thought they had no data, but after we calibrated a bunch of it, the data became useful for science.
Excellent. Well, thank you very much for explaining all about astrometry.net. If people want to add their pictures to the astrometry.net Flickr group, then we advise them to go and do that right now, and then hopefully your robot will tell them where they're looking. So
that's
thank you very
what,
much.
That's what it'll do. Thank you very much. That was great.